Athabasca, with the introduction of the Restrictions Exemption Program, REP, vaccine passports, and increased vaccination rates, the music is officially making a comeback in Athabasca too. There will be three concerts in the next month for music lovers of a couple of very distinct genres. The first being local bands Delirium and 25 Cigarettes with a Halloween fete October 30th, and then two folk performances later on organized by the Hartwood Folk Club. Both facilities being used are under the Athabasca Regional Multiplex umbrella, but the two groups are setting different requirements. For Hartwood, they are following the REP but also are limiting attendance to half, or 140 seats, at the Nancy Appleby Theater. For the Halloween concert in the Fieldhouse at the Multiplex, no such restrictions will be in place. I hope people react positively. I personally attended a concert a few weeks back. We had to wear masks. The mask rules had just come in, again, and it was okay, I didn't mind it, said Hartwood's co-coordinator Marlon Johnson. And we're only going to sell half the house at maximum so people can spread out as they wish, and it's not a requirement with these COVID restrictions, but if they feel more comfortable spreading out, they'll have the room. Johnson added the choice was made prior to the current restrictions coming into effect. The other temporary change will be only bringing in Alberta-based acts until provincial and international borders are fully open, but more shows are on the horizon. We won't be doing any more in 2021. We'll be presenting these two shows and then we are planning on getting back to a spring series which is usually four shows, he said. So, we're hoping to be back operating as normal in 2022. We'd probably start in February, but it depends on who's available. An earlier performance will take place October 30th with local rockers Delirium bringing back their annual bash with a tribute to Metallica, and this time they are joined by another local group, 25 Cigarettes, who just spent 6 days filming a series of music videos in and around Athabasca. We're thrilled to be able to throw together a big concert again, said Delirium guitarist Richard Nolan. We anticipate another big turnout like our past events at the Multiplex. Because they can follow the REP, alcohol will also be served, so Nolan hopes a lot of people take advantage of the advance tickets as there will be a cash-only rapid COVID-19 testing site available at the door only for the advance ticket holders. If you pay at the door, you must provide proof of vaccination. With the help of the beloved Neighbours pub staff for the event, people can once again enjoy their beverages under regular bar operating hours and masks aren't required when consuming food or drink, said Nolan. Aggressive Training Services was kind enough to help organize a very affordable rapid testing center outside the Multiplex from 7:30 to 10 p.m. so, if a person passes with a negative test, they too can enjoy a night out again like vaccinated folks at a very decent cost. Fred Minville with 25 Cigarettes added the restrictions are becoming a way of life. We are looking forward to playing live and we think the safety COVID-19 protocols are sensible and it's the new normal so might as well play nice, he said. All three groups hope fans will be understanding as they follow the government mandates and try to make the best of the situation. We can't wait for people to be out in their costumes and having fun again like old times, said Nolan. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca